Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
Why, hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. We're back.
Woohoo!
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been forever since we've done this. Sorry. It's been like 5 weeks or something.
Do you know what the best part is? People have actually missed us. Like, people have been messaging.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is kind of nice.
So if you're one of the very kind people who messages, then we're like, when's the next episode? Here it is.
Here it is.
We like to keep you waiting. We didn't mean to. It wasn't meant to be a big, big, long break. I think we each had our reasons for skipping a week, and then it just turned into snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
But look, here we are. We're back.
It's coming into silly season. We're busy.
Oh, it is really busy.
Yeah, the good news is we've got lots to go over as well, because we've all been very, but you know, we're going to have to pick the real highlights of what's been going on. So we'll get into that soon. But guys, how are we doing? Are we all good?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good-ish. My wisdom tooth has flared up, as I was just telling you guys off mic. So if I don't know, complain a little bit or sound a little bit agitated, that's why, because I'm in pain.
There's nothing worse than a sore wisdom tooth,
so
is there?
So sore. Mine flare up, and do you know what? It alternates inside, because both of mine are like partially erupted. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I'm the
so
same.
So the left side flares up once. It's only once every 6 months. About that.
Yeah.
And then the right one goes, and then the left one goes, and you're just always waiting on the next one. It's so annoying.
I don't have wisdom teeth.
Do you know, are they just not through? Does not everybody get them?
That explains a lot.
One of mine is partially erupted and the other one is impacted.
Oh,
which means
that's
it's
bad.
On its side.
Oh, weird. No, mine are like that and it's growing into the other teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said to the dentist about it, I was like, that sounds like something to be worried
that
about.
No,
that's what they say. They say, oh no, that's nothing to worry about, like we'd know.
Yeah.
So sometimes they just grow that way, but apparently maybe when it's impacted, and if you're a dentist listening, and I'm sure dentists don't listen to this because...
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. The caliber of what comes out of it is... I don't know. Anyway, where was I going? If you're a dentist, you're probably going to correct us, but they said that it's nothing to worry
nothing
about
to
because
worry about.
it's never going to come all the way out.
Right.
Which actually is annoying for me because I feel like that means it's always going to flare up.
Yeah. Well, see, Ashley's a dental nurse, like my girlfriend.
Yeah,
she's a dental
true.
Nurse. And I said there, I was like, I came home and I said, the dentist told me that this is nothing to worry about, but my tooth's literally growing sideways. Mm. She's like, no, that's fine.
Do you ever look in your mouth and you're like terrified by what you see?
No.
I always say to my dentist, you have the most terrifying job. I can't believe you look inside people's mouths. Like if you shine your torch inside your mouth and look in the mirror... Oh my gosh.
Why does it scare you so much?
It's just your mouth.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. All of that gum and all of those teeth.
And your teeth and your tongue. Do you know it's the most annoying thing? See, whenever you're in the dentist and you're lying there and you've got like your mouth open and they're using the little Hoover thing.
Oh, I hate it.
And you try and put your tongue up to the back and you think you still like have it way back there, but it's like, it's flopped down and it's at the front.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Do you know the one I hate is whenever the dentist tries talking to you? So you've got
the
dental nurse
that?
Who's pulling like your mouth to one side and hoovering. And they're, well, are you doing much today?
Did they actually do that just to get a laugh?
I would say so.
Probably. I always just go, Like, I can't say yes, I can't say no. I just go, or uh-huh. I'm not even going to try.
And then they go, does that feel okay? No, it doesn't. But you
but
can't say no because you're
uh-huh.
like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
It all sounds the same. Anyway, that's our dentist chat for the day. Right, have we got a listener of the week? Have we? Or the listener of the last 5 weeks, maybe?
Do you know what? Everyone's a listener of the week this episode.
Woo!
Everybody! Listener
everybody.
Of the week. Just for sticking around and being with us for the last...
I think we
have
had quite a few.
Well, I actually think that should be our listener of the week.
Yes, remember this?
Oh, yes.
So we haven't shared this on our Instagram because we wanted to wait until we did another podcast to talk about it. So we got sent a very special present.
Yes, we did. And I'm not going to have to go into... Are you in the podcast?
I'm not. I'm sending a message. Sorry.
Okay.
You're what?
I'm sending a message. So someone was calling me there.
You're not paying attention.
I am.
What, like you don't pay attention to me when I tell you that churros and Nutella are my favourite thing at the
Christmas
market?
Listen, we'll come back to that. That is
we'll
on my
get into
list
that in
of
a second,
things
yes.
to talk about.
So we want to say thank you to Crafted Design, who have made us like a little plaque.
Oh my goodness, it's amazing.
It's the nicest thing. We'll share it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
We got sent this, what, like 5 weeks
honestly,
ago?
Honestly, it was like at the last episode we recorded, but none of us had seen it yet because...
Yeah.
We hadn't all been in together and Curtis took it home to keep it safe. Uh-huh. So this is our first time seeing it.
It's class.
It's amazing.
It's been sitting in my fireplace. Like literally in the living room.
Private place.
Yeah, so Crafted Design, thank you very much. We're going to post that on our Instagram page and give them a wee shout out and everything like that. Yeah. And if you want to go and look at some of the stuff, like I've been scrolling through the page and there's some pretty cool things on there. It's such a nice
she
wee
has
gift.
The neatest handwriting I've ever seen.
It's lovely, isn't it?
I know. So what way would you describe that? It's like a plaque made out of like a log, I suppose.
Yeah. It's incredible.
You'll see it on the Instagram page anyway, but we just didn't want to post anything until we were all together and we all saw it. So we'll get that on the Instagram page a little bit later on. Is there any other listeners of the week in there, Connor? Are we good to move on? Or?
Yeah, let me just set that down. We've got a couple of new followers if you want them to be listener of the week. So thank you so much to Anthony Fitz, Sarah Sterrett, also Deborah O'Neill, and Alicia, who recently followed us. Thank you so much, guys.
Big ups all of you. I suppose I should go and very quickly check the, because we always tell people to go over onto Apple Podcasts, don't we? There we go. So nothing on Apple Podcasts.
No, sorry.
We need to
that.
Get that fixed. Yeah. So we do.
We need to start posting more.
If you
as
could
well.
Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be amazing. We need to start doing more podcasts. Is what we need to do. Right. So if you want to be listener of the week next week, Melissa is going to give you all the detail on that a little bit later on. But let's get into today's episode. So before we have a look at what's been happening over the last couple of weeks, a little bit later on in the episode, we're going to be chatting about. I think we've done a Game Changers episode before. We could have done, but I bought something this week that made me go, where on earth has this been all my life? But it was one of those things, do you know when you're, do you know the way Amazon like sends you the weirdest stuff? Not send you the weirdest stuff, but you're scrolling and then you'll get the Amazon advert.
Yeah.
And it'll be like something dopey. Mm-hmm. Like, when would I ever need that?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I decided I would buy one of those things. And it has changed the game for me.
Right.
So I'll tell you what that is a little bit later on. And we asked for some of your ideas of whenever you bought random crap on the internet, and it turned out to be really good. So we'll get into that. But first, what has been happening? What's been going on?
Yeah, I think we've all been very busy. Who wants to go first?
Not me.
Well, some of our stuff crosses over, Melissa, and it's probably like some of the big things that we've been, or that I've been doing anyway.
You go first.
So, well, the first one was obviously the Primark reopening.
Oh my gosh, have we not been on?
No.
What?
I think it's actually been longer than 5 weeks.
It has, probably, yeah.
Whoa. I think it's like 6 or 7.
But one of the big things that stuck out for me was Primark in Belfast finally reopened.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool thing to be a part of, actually.
It was history.
Yeah, and it's incredible. And actually, everyone, as you were saying, in promotional videos at the moment, are taking like videos of Primark in the background. The building just looks incredible.
It looks amazing. It's great to see like the city centre back to normal without those big yellow shipping containers everywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, Primark reopened. Myself and Melissa did. Well, you did like the pre-launch event.
Yes, and then, for the influencers and the friends and family event.
And then we did the DJing at it, which was fun.
Yeah.
So Melissa's a DJ now.
She always was.
She's performed two sets.
There are so many strings to my bow, I need another violin.
So Melissa is now open for all
DJ work. Do not say that.
Drop her a message.
Bell she would like again. Next year, inbound.
Headlining.
Ibiza, summer 2023. I'm ready.
No, it was good fun. So yeah, an amazing thing to be part of. Primark's back open. And ever since, there's just been a queue outside to get in.
Literally.
It literally has not stopped.
Have you been in, Connor?
No, so we were in town on Sunday and Liv was like, Liv always does a thing where, like, she lures me into doing something. Mm. So she's like, oh, I need to go to this place. And then it turns out that she also needs to go to 6 other places.
Yeah. I do that to my boyfriend.
But doesn't tell me the 6 other places that she needs to go to.
One of them's always Boots, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always Boots.
Always Boots.
Anytime I go to Belfast with Ashley, there's always, I need to go to Boots quickly. It's like, why does every girl need to go to Boots every day?
So we were in town on Sunday and Liv was like, oh, I'm going to nip in the Primark. And I was like, no. I was like, if there's a queue outside it, I'm not standing in a queue to go in the Primark. So it turns out that there was.
The queue moves really fast. No, it's not really a queue. It's just an...
It's crowd control.
I think it's crowd control. It's a line, but I joined the line. I went in on the Monday before it reopened. It reopened on the Tuesday and I had to go back on the Wednesday because I had to get a piece, like a clothing piece to wear for the content that I was also shooting for them. And I was like, oh my goodness, the queue. But it's a line that you join and the line constantly moves. At no point did they stop people going in, but I think it's just to control the flow.
Okay. I'm still lucky.
So you could have joined
I'm still lucky in the Gunner Primark. So we didn't go and then we went to go into the Christmas market, which is now here, and there was no queue. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And got into it and I was in it for about 10 seconds and I just said to Liv, I was like, nope, turned around and walked back out.
Was it
out.
Too busy?
It was rammed.
Yeah, wow. That's why I didn't go opening weekend. What were you thinking?
Well,
you want to go, like, you want to, yeah,
but you've plenty of time.
Because Liv also turned around, she was like, we'll go and take a walk around it. And in my head I was thinking, right, burger, hot dog, pasta, all sorts. And she was like, we're going to have dinner whenever we get home. And I was like, so what's the point in
what's
going
the point? Yeah.
If I'm not going to be able to eat or drink? She was like,
we'll just take a walk around today, Connor.
He took that personally, didn't he? Whenever Liv told him he couldn't eat at the market, he took it personally. No, in fairness, like, it's one of those things where you're walking around the market, you smell the food. Like,
yeah,
how do you not eat anything?
Yeah. Like churros and Nutella, like, you've got to get them.
Right, let's just get into this, okay?
Can we pick this up?
So, me and Melissa on the Weekend Breakfast Show, we're talking about the opening day of the Christmas market, which was Saturday, wasn't it?
Saturday. Mm-hmm.
And then we did a bit like, okay, so the Christmas market opens, you get in. Where's the first place you go to?
And I said, actually, you know what? You can tell me where the first place I go to because I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And you're going to know.
So, inevitably, you got it wrong.
I got it wrong. So, I said the bar.
Right.
And then I said...
Well, Connor's going to know because Connor listens.
So, you messaged me very early on a Saturday morning.
I did.
Apologies.
I saw it and I turned over and went back to sleep. but I also got it wrong.
Now, just before you say that you got it wrong, I want to make it clear how convinced Melissa was that you would get it right. It wasn't just a throwaway comment. Like, Connor will know. It was Connor will know. Connor listens
like, Connor
to me.
Connor will know.
My favourite.
Yeah.
Connor
she
will
actually,
know.
She probably said that.
Connor knows me better than you.
And what did you say? What was your answer?
No, to be fair, yours, I understand why you said yours. Because if you remember on the podcast last year,
you didn't shut up.
I talked about this roast thing. But then, do you not remember? I was really underwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
But before that, the only thing I've ever got is churros and Nutella.
No. So
yes.
I said the toasties. Because
I did talk about
you didn't
too.
Shut up about the toasties.
Because they were Scott's favourite and they
then
were delicious.
Me and Curtis both went to get the toasties. And we were also underwhelmed with the toasties.
Yeah.
Not once, and I will...
This is the hill he's going to die on, by the way.
Like, I'll die on this hill. Not once have
I'm
you
gonna
mentioned...
I'm going to go to my... I'm gonna
have
go.
You mentioned churros and Nutella are your favourite thing in the Christmas market on this podcast?
I will go to my social media and
do
I
it.
Will go back years and every single time I'm at the Christmas markets you will see a picture of churros and Nutella. It is the one thing, the only thing I beeline for every time.
Lies.
Every time.
And I'm sure we'll have a very diligent
get over it.
I'm sure we'll have a very diligent listener
I'm
who will
ask the
scroll
listeners.
Back through.
I'm
yeah.
gonna ask the listeners.
Right.
No, if they had to guess would they have guessed churros and Nutella because I
was
just...
was she raging whenever I got it wrong?
Raging.
I was shocked.
Raging. No, it gets
I
funnier.
I was more shocked than raging.
Because she didn't see it, right? She didn't see the message. I read it out to her on air. It was brilliant because you said churros with Nutella. You're morons, right? So that's what Melissa said.
I
had previously told Melissa that my favourite thing was going... But you also got mine wrong, by the way.
I got yours right.
I thought yours was the bratwurst, but you're the bratwurst.
Yeah.
This was the funny part because the message was just... The way it was laid out was brilliant. So you'd got Melissa's wrong.
Yeah.
And I had told Melissa mine was the Dutch pancakes with Baileys on them.
Exactly.
And Connor
literally
said,
on air, he'd said that.
Saying about Melissa's, whenever you said churros, Connor went, I'll be honest, that wasn't even in my top three suggestions. Sorry, mate. However, Curtis is going straight for the mini Dutch pancakes and getting Baileys over them.
I know. It was exactly right.
He nailed
right.
it. He absolutely nailed mine.
I said to Curtis on air, I said, you know, when I speak, I see them both lift their phones and they just zone out. And I've always thought, I'll not take it personally, they are still listening.
Yeah.
And now I know.
No.
Now I know.
Have I ever told you the story about me and the churros
I don't
at the Christmas
hear it.
Market.
Oh, I think you have told me this story, yeah. You can tell again if you
tell
want.
Tell it again. I
so
feel like you have told this.
Me and Liv had...
Melissa probably wasn't listening. She doesn't know what your favourite thing at the market is, mate.
I do. Yeah. I knew his was the bratwurst sausage.
So me and
Liv... We went and got it
don't
together.
Don't shame me like that.
No,
why is the word sausage so funny whenever somebody says sausage?
Do you remember one time we went on a cool night out and me and you went and got one together and then we went to the beer tent? Curtis, do you know what? Me and Connor are besties, even though he got it wrong. It's fine.
So it doesn't matter that I got it wrong just because I didn't go and get a sausage with you.
So me and Liv hadn't been together that long and we went to the Christmas market and on the way out, she was like, oh, let's get some churros and Nutella. So we got some and I wasn't a big fan of them. I thought that they were quite, like... dense.
I have to tell you, every year I'm like, oh god, these aren't even that nice, but every single year I get
them.
Every single year.
So, see, that I mean, that would be enough to say that it's not our favourite thing.
It is my favourite because I just scoop the Nutella out. It's so good.
Right.
Right, just eat Nutella.
So we had left the Christmas market with, like, it's called a bouquet of thing, isn't it? A bouquet of churros.
And how romantic.
We were walking back to the car park and there was, like, a homeless guy sitting down and Liv was like, give him a churro. So I bent down. I don't think he didn't speak English.
Yeah.
So I bent down and, like, was like, oh, here you go, mate, take one. And he took the whole bouquet from me. Like, I had only taken one churro out of it. And I was, like, down on my knee. And I didn't want to be like, no, mate, like, give me them
taking
back.
Taking them back off him.
One? Oh, no, that is sad.
Did you have to go and get more?
No.
No, you just
cut
your
off. Just didn't like them anyway, so it was
fine. A bouquet of churros, I didn't know that. There we go.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's what happened with the Christmas market. I thought that was funny.
It was.
That was funny,
I haven't
yeah.
been to the Christmas market yet, but I was filming outside it last night, and it's so magical, like, in the dark.
It's
all
cool.
The twinkly lights. It's lovely.
I love watching them set it up. It's like, do you ever watch, there's this, I watched the documentary, do you know Amish people?
Yes.
So do you ever see Amish people do a barn raising?
No.
So there's this thing, it's like a big ceremony that Amish people do where they build a barn,
right.
And it's just like, it's like, they just put this barn up in a day. A load of people. That's what the Christmas market's like to me.
Yeah,
it's just like all these people appear and start building stuff.
Yeah. I actually walked on Joy's Entry yesterday when they were putting up, you know, that gorgeous decoration they do outside the jailhouse. And it's all done now. I've seen pictures all over the internet from last night. Oh, that was like a barn raising too. It was
raising.
Amazing.
Do you know how they build McDonald's?
Yes, because I saw...
They come on like the back of a truck.
Yeah. So
have you seen this?
No.
Because we saw one getting built. You know the one in Ards?
Yeah.
So it backs onto my old primary school, the Model Primary School. It like backs onto it and our playground was out the back of it. Mm. And when they were building that McDonald's, we saw it getting built.
Yeah.
So the pieces arrive on the back of a truck. A big crane lifts them off.
And it's put up in like 2 days.
Puts them together.
Like a jigsaw.
Yeah.
Kind of,
it's like Lego.
Is there no foundations?
Well, I'm sure there probably is, but they literally just pick these things up off a truck, stick them together and... Bob is your uncle. There's a McDonald's.
All right, back to your week.
Sorry. Right, okay.
Back to your month.
Weeks,
yeah.
I'll cut it down because there's not too much. So we've done pre-mark. Oh, and then the circus school this week's probably the other big thing.
How was that?
That was really fun. I enjoyed it.
It was good.
So the Tumble Circus coming to Ryder Square in Belfast from December the 16th to January the 2nd. Can you tell I've said that a million times?
Yeah. And we got invited down to do some circus training.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It
took
was
me
the
back
most
to, like,
fun.
I remember my cousins had this amazing swing set and at the end of it, it had this bar and I used to always hang upside down on it. Like, I loved doing that and I got to do that and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It was the most fun. And, like, when we turned up, we thought it was going to be, like, a bit of everything circus. So there was a guy with the Diablo, he was doing that and there was juggling and stuff. But they let us go on the trapeze first and we both just kind of went, can we just keep doing this?
Yeah.
Like,
and we climbed a big high rope.
Yeah.
Which was, like...
Impressive. You were in your element.
Well, I was just so happy that I was able to climb it. But it's because, you know, when you watch like CrossFitters and they climb a rope, they literally use all arm strength. And that's something I would never be able to do, no matter how much strength I teach myself over the years that I go to the gym. But they do it in a way where you don't totally tire out your arms. Like, you use your legs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you use your legs almost more than you use your arms. And I was able to get so high up the rope and I was so pleased.
Yeah, I actually spoke to my CrossFit coach about that. And that is the right way to climb a rope in CrossFit as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just that people
just
aren't...
Just faster.
Yeah, people aren't taught to climb a rope. When you're in a competition, it's easier just to go bang, bang, bang and up. But you kind of like wrap it around your leg and then you almost use it as
you
like a step.
You use the rope as like a
you
step.
You push yourself up.
Okay.
So it's actually, like, don't get me wrong, my heart was racing with exhaustion, but it's not anywhere near as tiring as you would expect.
Yeah.
And they were so elegant at everything.
Yeah. I know. Well, do you know what the thing with the teachers was? Ken and Tina, wasn't it?
Yes.
And they were brilliant. They're like acrobats and stuff. But they just kept jumping. They were like, what will we show them next? And then they jumped on the stuff and did this crazy stuff. Like, you'll be able to do this. And we were like, no,
oh
we
my
won't.
God.
Like,
yeah, they were, they, she got, Tina got on Ken's shoulders and just stood up there. I was like, you'll be able to do this. And we were like,
No.
Yeah, no, I was keen to nip that one in the bud. They were like, you'll be able to stand on Melissa's shoulders. I was like, I'm not doing that. Like,
yeah, because I said I wanted to be in the base because I was like, I'm stronger than Curtis. I can do this. But then
you were a good base.
We both got on Ken's shoulders instead.
You were a good base.
All about that base.
I think the most impressive thing we did, so I sat on the trapeze.
This is cool.
I sat on the trapeze.
Yeah.
And then Melissa, like, hung on the same one below, flicked her legs up, And I
when they told me I was going to do this, I literally very openly said, "You want me to kick Curtis in the balls?"
Which is what it was.
That is what
with
it was.
Pleasure.
He held my legs between his legs. Yeah. No, he held my feet between his legs, upside down.
Yeah. And she let go.
Nah.
I let go. I hung upside down.
Nah. Now, granted, I think of a few bruises. I'm not lying. Been walking funny since.
Then, walking like a penguin. Swing yourself up. And I was like, swing myself up in there. Yeah. Like, that's going to hurt.
But you know what it is? It's belief. If you think, actually, you know what? I can't do this. Mm. You can do it. So you'll be able to see that. That's on the cool TikTok. I think that was the coolest thing we did.
Yeah, that was really, cool. Really fun. And they were really good teachers.
Yeah.
And what I kind of liked was there was no like... I don't know if this sounds bad, but there was no like, and you've got to be really safe about this. You've got to do this, this, and this.
No.
You know, it was just like, do you know, okay, hop on.
Just do it, yeah.
So someone asked me about it today whenever I was in getting my hair cut. And do you know the way I described it? Do you know all the stuff you weren't allowed to do in PE the teacher shouted at you for? So you know whenever
they were like, jump on.
You know,
go
whenever
on.
You got the apparatus out, everybody had the apparatus.
Yeah.
You got it out and you would just go and start swinging off, and the teachers were like, no, that's not safe.
Yeah.
Effectively what they did was get the apparatus out and go, right away you go.
Off you go, yeah.
It was like a really like. Fun PE
now, they
class.
They did put down like a really big soft landing thing. But
crash
other than
mats,
that, yeah.
But also we warmed up and everything before. Yeah, there was loads of stretches
and
stuff.
The warm-up is really good, actually.
Yeah, it was a workout. Was
it? Well, you were just strengthening your wrists, your arms, your legs, your back. We kind of stretched everything, which I really enjoyed. I could do with a good stretch.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I think a lot of it's down to mobility. Like,
yeah.
2 years ago, I would not have been able to do that stuff. But with CrossFit, I've been doing loads of mobility after the classes. And
There was a lot of stuff like I couldn't do that Curtis could. Like, I just couldn't swing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
who's stronger?
Me. I'm stronger.
In fairness, you actually probably are. But yes.
No, Curtis was so strong. I'm only joking.
I don't know what your thoughts on it were, but I have inquired about the adult classes for it.
Oh my gosh, of course you have.
So next year you're going to be seeing me in the circus. I'm going
to
be.
I'd love to see that, man.
I'll probably turn up and be like, I want to be in the circus. And they'll be like, there's your red nose, mate. There's your funny wig and hat.
Go do the worm.
Go do your thing, yeah. I can do the worm. Yeah. Don't make me do the worm. Anyway, that's kind of the coolest things that's happened over the last couple of weeks for me. And I feel like I've stolen some of Melissa's there too.
It's all right. I did loads of cool things.
Okay, cool. Let's hear it.
Do you know what I did? Now, they won't appeal to the masses as much as it would have when I actually did it. And obviously, by appeal to the masses, literally everybody's done it. So I don't know what I mean by that. But I just mean it'll be less appealing now that the Christmas markets are here.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott and I went to St. George's Market on a Sunday for like breakfast brunch because he'd never been before. I had, and I love it in there. And there's so many like cute little knickknacks. And I had the best crepe of my life in there. Usually when I get crepes, similar to when I get churros, they're disgusting. Like, I kind of...
Why'd you keep getting them?
I lick the Nutella out of them and then I move on with my day.
They can be so hit or miss, can't they?
This crepe was phenomenal.
I can't deal with the word crepe whenever they...
Why? It's another word for sneakers.
No, I know it is. I know it is.
What can...
Just crack on, do what you're doing.
What does it mean that it's dirty? I don't understand.
I think it's because it sounds like crap.
You're a 4-year-old.
No, I know, but it's just you keep repeating it. And I'm trying to...
So I got the Kinder Bueno crepe. This was Nutella,
mm-hmm.
Kinder Bueno sauce, and they sprinkled biscuit into it.
Mm.
I can't explain how delicious this was. I would go back every week for it. I wonder, are they still there or are they moved to the markets? Anyway, it was phenomenal. Scott got the Belfast Bap. I don't know if you saw it, but it was this height. And he was like, I don't know how I'm going to eat this. But it was really, really good. So, little day trip to St. George's Market. Then I went to Venice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I went to Venice with Scott. We went with the Holiday Ninja, which was amazing. And we also booked on my mum and dad, my siblings, and I paid to take my mum and dad as well because they hadn't been away in a long time, and it was wonderful. Have you guys been?
I've never been to Venice. Liv wants to go.
Highly recommend it. It's really small. You can do all of the tourist spots in one day. You'll do a lot of steps. It's like, but I could have spent the second day just walking around as well, but my dad was so tired from all the steps. So the second day I decided to do the islands. I really wanted to do those anyway, but I knew we'd spend a lot of time on the boat.
Yeah.
Because it's 40 minutes over to these other islands, Murano and Burano. One of them is famous for like glass making, mm-hmm. glass blowing. We saw a glass blowing demo. And one of them is famous for lace and like being so colourful. So we did the day trip to the islands and spent, I mean, we still did loads of steps, but spent more of our time sitting down that day. But I could have equally spent the 2 days just walking around. Yeah. It is so beautiful and there's so much to explore and I really do highly recommend it. So did that, came home from Venice and it's Black Friday week, honestly. I've had a mental breakdown, as you know. But this is just mental breakdown month and it only happens once a year and my best friends know. In November, you will get a picture of me weeping, sobbing, crying my eyes out. It happens once a year.
We have received said pressure already.
It's just the most stressful in terms of content creation. If you think every single brand you work with has a sale on and every single brand you work with wants content on that sale, and there literally aren't enough hours in the day, especially at this time of year, there aren't enough hours of daylight in the day to get all the content done to the, like, what do I mean?
To the standard
that I would want, because I don't like to film in the dark. So that I put loads of pressure on myself and then I have a mental breakdown and that's what happened. But it's fine. It's Black Friday literally this week and then we move on to Christmas. We put our Christmas tree up, which was so exciting. And then I made Scott come in and stand by me and we officially turned on the Harvey household Christmas tree, which was really cute. I did an official light switch on in front of my own tree. Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Would you expect anything less of
it? Did you present it?
Well, like, did you host it? Scott, come in here. And then I was like, I now pronounce the Harvey household Christmas tree light switch on, or something like that. And then we all clapped.
Could have been worded better.
I didn't word it like that. That's just me repeating it. Yeah. And then we clapped and jumped up and down.
Hope you didn't do that when you did the Belfast Christmas lights. On!
No, we did a 3-2-1.
Right, okay. Did you go from 10?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Right. I'm just shortening things. No, we've got a lot to get through.
What is the crack with Belfast not doing a light switch on this year?
I don't know.
Are they not?
No. They usually do when the market opens, but they just turned them on this year. They just like went... Some guy in the council just did a Melissa and went on.
That we had heard, because I heard last year that they weren't ever going to do it again, and I thought that was crazy. I just don't understand.
I understand the money being saved, but.
And I understand because of COVID before, and that was their reason, and they couldn't possibly bring that many people into like kind of a square area and have them all so close by each other. But it's such a wonderful part of Christmas in Belfast. I think they've got to bring it back. So to say never ever again, I think is very, you know, you can't say never. Mm. Maybe next year, who knows, if enough of us make enough noise about it. That's all the noise I'm making.
You're really going to town in that, so yeah.
But yeah, we did put our Christmas tree lights up and to be honest, that's all I can really think of. Did I go to Portugal? Or was that on the last podcast?
I can't remember. It's been that long.
Or maybe I think I was going to Portugal anyway. I went to Portugal and I did that. And I think that was the last podcast. And it's just been busy and lovely since. It's getting to that really nice time of year. My birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Curtis, you're going away to Germany.
I go to Germany.
This weekend.
Like, actually, when this podcast gets released, I'll be on a plane to Germany, yeah.
Exciting. And silly season. We've got lots of parties to go to.
We do. How have things been with you, Connor?
Good, yeah. I've been hopping back and forth to London as always.
No way.
I know, yeah. Such a surprise.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I was in Amsterdam for...
Oh, of course.
A week. Yes.
It was your first time in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
So what did you think of it?
It was lovely. It was really nice. So I had to go out for work. There's like a big dance music conference held in Amsterdam every year called ADE, which stands for Amsterdam Dance Event. So the day was just filled with like meetings and stuff, meeting partners from labels in other countries and managers and stuff like that. So we were there, flew out on Tuesday evening. Liv came out with me, but I had to be in London Monday and Tuesday, so she came out to London with me. We spent a couple of days there. We went to the Hawksmoor. Now,
that's steak, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've been before, Liv's never been. Hawksmoor, I'll die on this hill as well, is the best steak that you're going to get in London.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
In terms of cost, how much does it cost?
I think my steak was between 45 and 50 pounds.
It's London prices. That is expensive, but it's London prices, isn't it?
Yeah, but also for a really good steak as a one-off.
Yeah.
Like, it was that thick.
Was it a fillet steak?
No, I got a sirloin.
Sirloin.
So yeah, it was lovely. It was really nice. So we went there Monday evening. I've set Liv had mentioned before about going to a play, but there wasn't anything on then whenever she wanted to go. So we're out again over Christmas. So I think we're going to go do like a little play.
Wicked is the best.
So
people say The Lion King, and I've never seen The Lion King, but I've seen Wicked 4 times.
Yeah,
I love it. Three times. I want to see it 4 times. I wanted to see it in Broadway, and I went to see Chicago instead, and I regret it. I wish I went to see Wicked.
I went to see Wicked in London, and then The Lion King in Broadway, and give me Wicked every time.
Really,
The Lion King was good, but Wicked is just
but
so
apparently,
good.
The Lion King in London is better.
Oh,
the
really?
The Lion King in London is better than Broadway. Is what I've heard.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll check out either
but
of the two.
But
anyway.
I recommend Wicked. Like, okay. I literally love it. Do you know the Wizard of Oz storyline?
Not very well.
The first time I saw Wicked, I was in school. Uh-huh. Like, and I obviously knew the Wizard of Oz storyline. And I remember being like, oh, there's this whole other side.
Yeah.
Like, so I would advise, if you are going to see Wicked,
watch
or like read a synopsis of The Wizard of Oz so you can just fully get this whole other storyline and you're just like, what? Why do you look so confused?
How can you not know the storyline of The Wizard of Oz?
Mate, there's so much stuff that I haven't watched. Like,
I've never seen The Wizard of Oz.
Have you seen The Lion King?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never seen The Lion King.
Well, then don't go and see The Lion King.
No,
either.
I'll go watch Wizard.
Watch whichever one you're going to go see.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've seen bits of Wizard of Oz, but I've never watched like the whole movie from start to finish.
I thought it was one of those ones that like everybody's forced to watch as a kid in school.
So it's The Lion King.
Yeah, true.
No,
true.
Never seen it. So yeah, we did that in London, and then Tuesday evening we flew to Amsterdam, and Liv just kind of came out to chill for a couple of days. And I strategically booked a hotel that was close to H&M, Primark, McDonald's, and the big shopping centre. So,
have you been out to the new Battersea one? Battersea Power Station?
No.
That's new in London. Oh my God, are you going back over to London with Liv?
Yeah, I'm flying out tomorrow, but then she's coming with me over New Year's.
Tell her, everyone's raving about that Battersea Power Station. The Zara has a shoe. A shoe room.
Okay.
Zara, if you shop in Zara, you'll know, you literally barely get to enjoy the shoes because they're always literally just on like the bottom shelf below all the clothes. So you can never really see or look at the shoes. It's got like a beauty room, a beauty section, and yeah, anyway.
So yeah, Liv filled her boots because we had to buy another suitcase.
Oh my God.
I was out all day. So from morning until like dinner time I was out, and then tried to have dinner with Liv, and then I had to go out to like events and stuff in the evening, and Liv wasn't really keen on coming out to the events and stuff, so but during the day I didn't really hear from her. Like, if I was walking in between meetings, I was like, just how's your day going and stuff. So I had like half hour free, and I went and grabbed a coffee, and I rang her, and I was like, because she was going to the Anne Frank Museum. And I'd rang her and I was like, oh, how was the museum? She was like, oh, I can't really talk. And I was like, right, where are you? She was like, oh, I'm with my friends. And
what?
I was like, what do you mean? She was like, oh, I met two friends, Monica and some other girl, in the Anne Frank Museum, and we're going for lunch. And I was like, you're the only person.
No, my sister
would,
as well.
Yeah.
Liv and my sister.
Go
yeah.
to a foreign country and make friends with two people.
That's Liv.
Cool. Yeah.
That is Liv.
So, but like, she's brilliant. Like, I can just leave her be and she'll
do her own thing.
Yeah. So, it's like,
can't
it's
really
mad.
Talking with my friends.
Yeah. So, she was occupied during the days and stuff, which was nice because I didn't want to feel as though. I felt like I was feeling bad that she was by herself, which I didn't.
And is she in contact with her friends still? Like, is this a that's cool?
Because I have to go out to Amsterdam every year now for this event.
Okay.
So she's wanting to come out and
hang out
go
with her
see
friends.
Her friends.
Her new
Dutch
friends.
And they lived in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I was in Amsterdam. What else have I been doing? Busy with work, stuff that will probably not be interesting to the people that are listening.
You mentioned your taxes again.
I've
pulled the plug in this podcast.
I've done all my taxes and stuff for this
year.
Yeah,
because January is coming quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
bought a house.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
what
you were
going
to say.
Yeah.
I was going to go, are you going to?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Bought a house. So we should be getting the keys in the next like 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
So I didn't know if you were going to say until you got the keys.
No, well, everything's like done.
Awesome. It's so exciting, Connor.
Done the day before the interest rate shot up, because I was so worried, because I text Connor, I was watching it in the news, and I was like, they've gone up 3%. I was like, Connor, have you sorted?
Yeah. Literally the day before that they were going up.
Slick timing.
So yeah, that's exciting.
Awesome, mate. Well done. Congratulations.
Incredible.
Yeah. And
can't wait for the parties.
I know, neither can I.
He doesn't invite us to parties in his house now. What makes you think he's going to do it in his new house?
He just is. I just know.
I'll have like a little housewarming kind of thing.
I had to go and pick up decks from him before we were doing. Do you remember we were doing the pre-market? He didn't invite me in for a coffee or anything, so we didn't.
You were knackered.
I was shattered.
No.
So exactly, the coffee was the main thing I needed. Only one, yep.
So yeah, that happened. There's a few bits and pieces that I can't say. Have you watched Midnight Mass?
No.
On Netflix? Don't watch it. It's horrible.
Right, okay. Well, that was a good sell there, wasn't it?
I'm just asking to see.
Do you know what Curtis
and
I have been watching? The new season of The Handmaid's Tale, and we discuss it every Saturday morning.
I need to. We watched a couple of episodes.
Of the new season?
No, of like the first season.
Right.
Remember I told you, you're going to be like, wow, what are they recommending me?
Yeah.
Stick through.
Okay.
The new season is incredible.
The new season's the best yet.
Okay. Is the way we're watching it illegal?
Curtis. No.
But it's not out in the UK yet.
It is officially out now.
Not all of it?
Yeah, I haven't seen all of it. Nor have you.
Oh, okay. Right. No, I haven't actually. You haven't.
We actually haven't. I don't know what he's talking about.
Right. The new season of The Handmaid's Tale is so
good. It's brilliant. Like, and the last season was so flat that we were like, why are they still making this?
Yeah.
But I'm so glad we stuck through, because the new season is just really good.
Something mad for you to watch. It's on Netflix at the minute. Have you seen Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Mate, watched it the other night.
How mad is that?
It's crazy, isn't it?
So there's this guy, right? Pepsi used to do this big advertising campaign back in the 90s, and they did a thing called Pepsi Points. Okay.
Okay.
So the more Pepsi you bought, the more points you earned. So if you got like 400 points, you could get like a Pepsi leather jacket. There was all that stuff. But for the TV advert, they said if you got 7 million points, you would get like a fighter jet.
A Harrier fighter jet.
An airplane.
Yeah.
The Navy uses a fighter jet.
Now, clearly that's a joke, but they didn't put a disclaimer on the advert. So some guy set up a business to make 7 million points and sued like Pepsi to give him the jet. Now, I haven't finished it all, but I'm pretty sure I know what way it ends
up. So he went and get like an investor and stuff, and then basically...
How did he get 7 million points?
Well, 7 million points equated to 700 grand. Oh. So you would have needed to spend 700 grand on Pepsi. No, it wasn't. It was 4.3 million in Pepsi, wasn't it? That they would have needed to spend.
Yes, but the fighter jet was...
There was a loophole that you could buy points for 10 cents. So it then worked out from 4.3 million then to 700,000. So we got the 700,000 from an investor. And
how much would a fighter jet be?
What was it?
34 million.
Was it 34 million?
Oh my God!
So he got this 700 grand, sent the check to Pepsi, and then they
never cashed it, did they?
No, they returned it and were like, haha, good joke. Here's two free crates of Pepsi.
Two cases of Pepsi.
Right? So he was like, no, I'm not having that. And then lawsuits and stuff came from it. But it's a really good watch.
It's the maddest story. Like, it was.
And it's true.
Yeah. True story, yeah. And as far as I know, they're still kind of like, they're appealing it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, they're still appealing it. I don't think they won, but they're still appealing it as far as I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
I think the kicker is that they sent them a note basically laughing and sent them two cases of Pepsi. I was reading a story the other day about some guy on a train in England, right?
Yeah.
And he found this check on a train for 4 million quid. It belonged to the Haribo company. Some guy from Haribo must have been on a business trip or something like that, left this check on a train.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent it back to Haribo and said, to find this on the train sort of thing, you know, it's 4 million quid. You know... It's a mistake, obviously, so you have it. They sent him 6 fun-sized bags of Haribo to say thank you. Not even like the full size, like 6 fun-sized bags.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Thank you for returning our 4 million quid. There's 6 miniature bags of Haribo.
Wow.
Like, you're not going to be able to cash the check anyway, are you?
No, you wouldn't, but...
But still, it's the principle of it, yeah.
Yeah, you should maybe Haribo for life.
Yeah. The story I read says 6 fun-sized bags of Haribo. Sometimes these things are blown out of proportion, but that's what it said.
Yeah,
Anything else to add before we move on?
No, I think that's it.
You claim you've got a quiz ready?
I do have a quiz ready.
Let's do it. Oh,
no, sorry. Hit the button.
You think we didn't do this every week or something?
Stays on.
Right, what have you got for us?
Very quickly. So I was like, whenever I was, I've just looked through like my notes because I've got like a little note on my phone to do with the podcast. Whenever I was trying to come up with the quiz, I'll probably bank this for another time, a bad jokes quiz.
Okay.
I'll say like bad jokes and whoever laughs like loses the point, right?
Right.
But I've written down, I've written down a joke that I came across whenever I was on TikTok, and I was in hysterics at this. Right. Told Liv about it the other night, and she was like, "You're
just didn't get it."
Is it a bad joke?
Yeah. What do you call a man with no shins?
Oh, I heard this. I heard this. Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. Scott's told me that before.
Tony.
Oh my god.
What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe? Roberto.
What the f- I'm laughing at you laughing. Not a joke.
Tell him that one. Right.
Okay. Right, so do you know what?
I think I'm going to lose this quiz.
My dad jokes are bad.
No, we need to do an episode on like bad jokes.
We're
like
not doing it today, are we? Because I feel like I could lose that quiz.
Right, so this quiz is just kind of like a general knowledge quiz, because I feel as though whenever we've been doing the quiz, we've moved away from the fact that we should be learning. As well, whenever we're doing the quiz.
Well, my last one was learning French animals.
Yeah.
I've taught you loads.
Yeah. So we've got 7 questions.
Yep.
First one is, what is the main ingredient in vodka?
Melissa.
Oh.
Water.
Curtis.
No.
Potatoes.
It is, mate. Well done. Potatoes.
Why do I know so much about vodka?
When I do shots, it's just water.
It's just
water. That's true, yeah. That's the main source of it, or the main ingredient in Melissa's vodka is water.
That blew my mind that it was potatoes.
That's where it's like punchy, distilled potatoes, isn't it?
Yeah, the starch from it. Okay, well done, mate. 1-0 to you. Second question. When you go underwater, what is it that makes you want to come up for air?
Melissa, your lungs.
No. Something
makes
to do
you
with
come up
that.
For
Melissa, not being able to breathe.
On the right
Curtis,
lines.
Too much carbon dioxide in your body.
No.
Melissa,
Curtis,
not enough carbon dioxide in your body.
Not enough carbon dioxide?
I don't know if it's not enough.
How would it not be enough?
Oxygen's what you need.
I've just written carbon dioxide, so I don't know if it's not enough or too much.
It would be too much.
Would it be too much?
Yeah, because like
it's bad for you, isn't it, carbon dioxide?
Yeah, so you inhale the oxygen, you go underwater, the oxygen turns into carbon.
To be completely honest, not being able to breathe is 100% the answer.
You did say that, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, like, you can get that. That is,
okay.
You know.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, what makes you want to come up for air if you're drowning, Connor?
Well, yeah. Right.
Why would you just want to stay down there?
You don't get out of the water and go, Christ, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Carbon dioxide.
Too much carbon dioxide.
Okay. Are you giving Melissa
the
point?
I'll give Melissa the point.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
Sorry for the confusion.
Yeah, I mean, it was a factual answer, to be fair.
He never said that. He just said what makes you want to come up.
Let's move on.
I told him.
Okay, third question.
I can just picture Connor's old science teacher listening to this and going, I knew it.
Yeah, have their head in their hands. Cameron Diaz went to high school with which famous rapper?
Melissa. Oh.
This blew my mind.
Kanye West.
No.
Curtis.
No.
Nelly.
Jay-Z.
No.
Nelly and Kelly.
Curtis. 50 Cent.
No.
Melissa. Eminem.
No.
Oh, Curtis. No. He's from the UK, right?
Usher.
No. I don't think you're going to get it because... It blew my mind that they were the same age.
Okay, can you give us a name?
No.
Or
no,
not a
no,
name,
no.
Like a
no.
First letter.
No.
Oh, really?
No letters. Just, yeah,
I don't know many more rappers.
Melissa, J. Cole.
No.
J. Cole?
Melissa, I got, like, my boyfriend would know. He knows all the rappers.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Ludacris.
No.
Curtis.
James.
Curtis Exhibit.
No.
Melissa.
Curtis.
Yeah.
P Diddy.
No, you're on the right line,
Curtis.
But you're missing out like a
Curtis.
Massive rapper.
Tupac.
No.
Melissa. Justin.
No.
Just Justin.
Justin.
Melissa.
I'm trying to think. What?
I don't know.
Did I'll make it a little bit more.
Can you catch that?
Accessible.
Sorry.
Did a song not that long ago with Katy Perry.
Melissa. I don't know.
Curtis.
Hmm?
Is it Big Sean?
No.
I Katy Perry. Curtis. Snoop Dogg.
Well done, me. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop
the
O-double-G.
You should have said Just Eat.
Is he in the Just Eat ads?
Well, he was Just Eat before Katy Perry was.
Oh, really? He was the Just Eat guy, and then Katy Perry's now the Just Eat girl.
Okay, 2-1 to Curtis.
You know, my boyfriend would have got that. He loves Snoop.
Yeah. Really?
Makes me watch all those movies with the rappers in them, and Snoop was in a lot of them.
Have you watched the... not Straight Out. Is it Straight Out of
Straight Out of Compton.
Yeah, whenever they're like portrayed to be younger.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Watched it twice actually because he didn't believe he'd made me watch it the first time.
Very good.
I was like, Scott, I've seen this. I know the storyline. He's like, you haven't. You've never seen this. You would know all their names. And I was like, I just forget their names. He's
watch
like, you work
again,
in radio. Man. How do you not know their names? Watch it again.
I'm going to tell Scott you couldn't remember what happened in it.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, watch it again.
But I do love the Eminem movie. I watched that twice too.
Eight Mile. We watched that the other night.
It's really good.
So good.
Okay, 2-1 to Curtis. Next question. What does the C stand for in CIA?
Melissa. Civil.
No.
Melissa. Cancel.
No.
Melissa. Can't.
No. Can't.
Melissa. Secret.
No.
Curtis. I want to say, it's not Confederate, is it?
No.
No.
Confederal. Confederation?
No.
CIA.
Cozy.
Curtis, Central.
No. Yes.
Central. Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Investigation Agency.
Cancel.
Can't tell.
Okay, 3-1 to Curtis. Next question. What do the stars on the American flag represent?
Curtis.
Melissa!
Curtis.
I think it was you, man.
Should we make the quiz a bit more interesting and drag it out to the end?
The States of America.
There we go. Melissa can have the point.
Okay, well done.
Because I would have won there,
States,
wouldn't I?
The United States, from which it stands, one nation, and to the Republic.
Did you have to do that when you were at Camp America? Is that why you knew that?
No.
Oh.
I know that from movies.
Oh, okay.
Do you not?
No.
No.
I don't know the whole thing. That was all in you.
I don't know. No. So,
literally.
We mustn't watch it on Willy the Sparrow.
I'm sorry. Jude was just saying it in the last episode we saw.
Oh yeah, that's right. I mean, I wasn't listening to the words.
Who's June?
Well, if you watch the Handmaid's Tale, you know.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, right. Interesting, because the next question was put in for Melissa.
Oh, crap, is this a Melissa one?
3-2.
I've stuffed it here, haven't I?
Next question.
Not at all.
Who is the youngest Disney princess?
Melissa.
Now, I've got... Do you want the three options?
No, it's Brave.
Who's that?
The Scottish one.
No.
The ginger one?
She's
Curtis.
Not the youngest.
Not according to my information.
According to my sources.
Curtis. Elsa.
No.
No, oh. Anna.
No.
The younger sister.
She a princess?
They're both princesses.
Okay. Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Elsa.
No.
Baby Elsa. I can't think of any. Curtis. Pocahontas.
No.
No. Tangled?
Mm-mm.
Is she a new one?
No.
Curtis. Snow White?
Yes.
She's the youngest?
Apparently so.
Wow.
My options were Jasmine, Moana, Snow White.
Okay, well, why don't you look up the age of Brave? Because she's a child.
I've never watched it. Is she a princess, though?
She's the Scottish princess.
Well, maybe my information's out of date.
She's literally a child. Okay, do you know what? She grows up, so it's fine.
Okay.
You can have it, Curtis, because you did give me the last win.
I did.
The quiz, then.
No, do you want to do the last questions anyway?
Go
or
on, go
why
on.
Not?
Okay, who... Keeping them... in mind with what's going on in the world at the minute, football-wise. Who has won the most World Cups?
Melissa.
Oh, Curtis. Do you mean country-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Spain.
No.
Brazil.
Well done.
Yeah, Brazil have won 5, isn't that right? Yeah.
I was close.
You were close.
And is that the quiz over?
It is.
Melissa, Brilliant. You're on the next one, I'm afraid. You've got 5 weeks to prepare one.
You've got the Common Knowledge quiz coming up.
Stays on.
I've got an idea for you for a quiz.
No, because I'm not taking your idea. Because
well, I think
win.
It's quite good.
What is
no,
it?
it's just like a name for a quiz, and
okay.
You can run with it.
Go
so,
on.
Like a riddles quiz, but a riddles. Call it riddles.
Yeah, people riddles call me riddle quiz. Anyway.
Oh, do they?
How does that make you feel?
Doesn't really bother me.
Doesn't bother. So like, you don't hate it. So we could do a Melissa Riddle quiz.
Yeah, if you wanted. People always say, riddle me this. And I'm like, it's Riddell. But, you know, I don't mind.
Right, okay. This week we're talking about that weird stuff you buy on the internet that whenever you finally start using it, you're like, where has this been all my life? Would you like to know where this came from?
Go.
So we got a new mattress, one of those Emma mattresses, right? No, that's not the weird thing we found online.
Emma?
Yeah, did you ever see them? They're There's TV adverts for them.
They're all over the influencers.
They're
recently.
The influencer mattress.
Okay.
Ashley just bought one.
All right.
Like, we were talking about getting a new mattress, and then, like,
they're
actually,
super expensive.
I was going to say, our mattress is not, like, $4,000.
Well, there was a sale on.
There was a big discount.
So, yeah, there was a sale on. There was, like, 50%, I think. We got it, like, for £400. What happened was that, like, we just went to bed, and I fell asleep, and the next thing, like, Ashley woke me up, and was like, I just bought a mattress online. So it arrived out, like, 2 days later in a box.
Okay.
It was out in a box and in this, like, vacuum pack thing, and you just, like, lay it out flat for 24 hours.
Right.
And then the next night, it's ready to go. But that's not the thing that I bought online that was a game changer, even though it was. For some reason, the fitted bed sheets kept, like, sliding off on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was scrolling through Amazon. Do you ever see those things in BuzzFeed? It's like a list of 20 things in Amazon you should buy.
Yeah.
And they're usually sponsored things. Well, I found bedsheet suspenders.
Right? Now, I couldn't believe Melissa's response whenever you posted this into the
group.
She
said it sounds kinky.
Does sound kinky, suspenders.
No, but bedsheet suspenders.
Still kinky.
Yeah.
So basically, they're like little braces.
Right.
You
still kinky.
There's nothing kinky about braces.
There is.
Braces.
I mean, do you not use those for your suspenders? They are suspenders, are braces.
Enough, yeah. Okay, well, basically, they're suspenders for your bed sheets.
Right.
So you clip them to the corners of the mattress.
It's a euphemism.
It is, yeah. You clip them to the corner of the mattress.
I bet you do.
Sorry, we're interrupting.
And then you tie a really tight knot. No, you don't. There's no knots involved. So basically, you clip them to the ends of the bed sheets and it pulls the bed sheet tight.
Yeah.
So do you ever get it when, like, you know, you've been sleeping in the bed for a few nights and
it's
the sheet all bunches
annoying.
Up?
It's so annoying. I actually agree with you.
The sheets all bunch up.
Yeah.
Honestly, game changer. Right. My life wouldn't, like, literally.
Sometimes Scott wakes up in the morning and goes, like, pulling the sheet back over the top of the mattress. It annoys him so much. But he must move more in his sleep than I do because my side never comes off and his side always comes off. So I don't know.
Well, I can tell you, on my bed sheets, not a single crease.
Wow.
Not a crease. They are a game changer.
I feel like I'd knock everything over in the room trying to get to... Surely you have to clip them underneath the mattress.
Yes, no, I'll not lie. It is a pain in the arse to put them on.
And like,
so it is, because you've got to lift the mattress and then...
And every time you change your sheets, you've got to do it.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It is worth it. It's like an extra 5 minutes onto the bed sheet changing process.
If I had Scott there with me to do it.
You got to make sure there's nobody else in the room with you because when you unclip it, it goes ping and put somebody's eye out, so you would.
Oh, okay.
Could you not swear?
I didn't. I said,
Right, okay. Well, that's close enough. But yes, no, so that was a game changer. It got me thinking, like, is there anything you guys have bought online, some random crap that, like, you just sort of thought you bought it, it's a bit gimmicky, and you've went, actually, that's not bad. That's a good thing.
Yes, I love it. I bought this Get Your Internet Open.
Oh, okay.
Type Scub IKEA. S-K-U-B-B.
What is it?
Oh, the storage cases.
Right. So there's these, they literally, like, they're £5.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this fabric thing and it folds open and it's all little pockets and I put my shoes in it. I put it on my story.
Liv puts my boxers and socks into them.
But yeah, they have the small ones for drawers as well. Yeah. So I have the ones that I can hang off my rail. Honest to goodness, I love them. Like, otherwise your trainers are all the way along. I mean, we actually bought new shoe storage as well, but like I have loads of shoes, so I put all of my, like, favourite shoes in those. They're, like, hanging in the shelves and they're just so handy, and it's £5. So I went back to IKEA the other day and bought another one for my jumpers because you're not supposed to hang knits because it, like, pulls the shoulders from the hanger.
Yeah.
So I stacked all of my knits down one as well, because obviously I mean, this is handy for me, for someone who rents a space and I have reels in my dressing room rather than, like, built-in wardrobes, which might be changing. Scott thinks that I should get the IKEA PAX wardrobes because it doesn't look like we're going to buy a house before we have to renew our rent.
Yeah.
Which, just the way things are, so...
But you can take them down and bring them with you.
Well, he says you can take them down and bring them with you and the storage is just so much better.
Mm.
But if you're looking for storage solutions temporarily... The Scub in IKEA, they are pounds, like less than a tenner, and it's brilliant.
I might look into that because my shoes are just all on the floor.
You maybe didn't see on my story. I'll show you a picture. so that you can kind of understand what I'm talking about.
If it was on your story, I probably didn't, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. you can talk about yours. Oh, here, look.
Well, have you... Well,
so
okay.
I just hang it on the rail and then I stack my shoes in it.
Have you seen the ones you can get for jeans?
Yeah.
So it's just like a hanger, but it's like different levels and you just like put loads of jeans over it.
They are good as well, yeah.
Well, have you got anything in mind that it's just like random crap you bought on the internet thinking it was a bit gimmicky and then... Connor only buys legit stuff. He's not even disagreeing.
I very rarely... It's more Liv that buys like things for the house.
Yeah.
Like... I really want to buy an air fryer for the new house.
See, air fryers...
I really want to.
I think they fall into the gimmick category a lot of the times because people, like, as a nation, we're not fully on board with air fryers yet, but a lot of us are.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a gimmick. Like, I love the air fryer. I do everything in the air fryer.
So I saw someone made, like, a full roast dinner.
You can do it, yeah. You can stick a full chicken in an air fryer and just have it.
Yeah.
Like... And then the guy bought a lunch. He does loads of... So we had one of his recipes last night. Parmesan potatoes.
Mm.
So you get like wee potatoes. You throw loads of like... Not loads, but like a bit of paprika, some herbs.
Mm-hmm.
All that on them. And then do them for a bit and then get them out and get some Parmesan on them.
I'm trying to think of things that I've bought. You've got loads.
Really like glass straws. I think they elevate a drink so much. Like, screw metal. I'll tell you why I like glass straws better than...
We know why you don't like metal straws.
You know I used to be terrified. I actually used to be terrified of glass straws as well because I think they're even more dangerous when you fall. But metal straws, I just would always picture poking my eye out. But I succumbed to them after many years. Didn't really like the bamboo straws, the wooden ones. But let me tell you the two reasons I like glass straws. Number one, oh my word. If you put those in the dishwasher and lift those out... Wow, to think I used to drink out of other straws that you could wash in the dishwasher.
Stinking.
You can see through them and you can see the food that's trapped in there. Ew. So I can always check that they're clean and then you get the little scrubber and you can just clean them manually, which I now do. Number two, honestly, drinking out of a glass straw is better than drinking out of any other straw in the world. The way that it elevates your drink. It's because it's slightly thicker. They're wider than like other straws. They are just the nicest drinking experience. So I highly recommend glass straws.
I thought you were going to say I like them because you can see the drink coming up through whenever you're sucking.
You can't do that too.
I didn't even know they were a thing.
Get them
on Amazon for like £5. Do not buy them on Zara. They're like £5 each.
Yeah. One thing Liv got, I think she saw on TikTok. Like everything nowadays, see your shower head.
Yeah.
There was like a little, like a little tiny brush that like went into each of the holes to clean.
You got one of those.
To clean the holes out.
Really?
Never seen one of those. That sounds good.
Oh my god.
Is it good? Does it just like free up?
But it's like, it's clogged up, but but there's like so much like dirt from like
gunk.
Yeah, and like whenever we cleaned it out and then switched it on, I was like. Oh my god.
All that stuff was just in there. Yeah, that's rotten.
So that was quite good to do that. Lint rollers
Lint rollers are great. Yeah,
I literally took one with me to Venice and I was standing at the airport, you know, lint rolling my.
Can you get mini ones though?
I feel like you can.
You can. Yeah, I've seen them in Tesco before, yeah. Lint rollers is one of the things. So we asked you on the Instagram. For some, and someone has said a floor lint roller or a floor lint remover, game changer for getting up all the hair after hoovering. Now, if you own a dog like me, you'll know your floor is just never clean. Like, so we got wooden floors put down there, and it's just you can't keep it clean with a dog running around, which makes me think what was in the carpet.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to clean your carpet with one of those brushy things?
Oh, like that rug doctor thing?
Yeah.
And it runs the water through it?
But it pulls up all the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as a girl who sheds a lot of hair, like females shed so much hair, we are like dogs. My sister has borrowed my Hoover on two occasions and after 30 seconds has said, it's not working. And when she's handed it back to me, it's been literally so trapped with hair. She has the thickest, most incredible hair I've ever like known of anybody to have. And you can't even see it in our carpets, but it is in there.
It's there.
It's crazy. Yeah. She needs to go through it with like one of those you know those animal brushes to like scrape up all the hair first of all before she hoovers it, because the amount of hair that must come out of it is crazy. I've stopped lending her my hoover. She needs to get her own.
Laura McCune says, bin for my car.
That's handy. Now, yeah. I know you've got the side pockets, but how often do you stuff stuff in the side pockets and leave it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it.
That's like, where the shame goes. That's where the, like, like at the minute I've got in there like an empty cookie wrapper from like 24 cookies that I ate in one sitting.
Oh yeah, this is one that we have in the house. A collapsible colander.
Colander? What? Yeah. Why do you need a collapsible colander?
Saves room in the
cupboard? Oh, that's a fair point, yeah.
But what's a colander for?
That's like where pasta and stuff, whenever you drink your pasta.
Yeah. Or like potatoes or something. Yes. Yeah, colander.
I don't know why I was thinking like a witch's cauldron.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's like a cauldron with holes in it.
Yeah.
And you don't cook stuff in it.
Another thing that we have, like, a lot of ours is cooking stuff, but we used to have like pots with like handles on them, but we bought like pots that just have pots and then a detachable handle, so you can just
put... Oh, that's handy.
That's great.
That saves up so much room in the cupboards, doesn't it? Yeah. That's
a
good idea.
I feel like people love those TikTok viral vegetable slicers as well.
You chopper push down hands on them thing? Yeah. Oh, I saw something the other day that you'll love.
Really?
So apparently if you get like an egg, like you keep your eggs in the fridge, take it, put it into the freezer for like a day, and then peel the shell off of it and slice it, and then put it on to, as though you're like frying an egg, but it's just loads of little ones. Apparently you get like loads of mini fried eggs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
I don't have time
for that. Let us know how you get on.
It just seems like a lot of work for a load of mini fried eggs. Yeah. They're going to work out the same size as a fried egg. What else have we got? Let me see. A collapsible clothes basket.
Yes.
I understand the need for a collapsible clothes basket, right? But mine would never be collapsed because there's always something in it.
Really?
Always. Like my clothes basket hasn't been empty in months.
Want to see what I bought the other day? Can't tell you if it's amazing or not yet, but I was very excited to get it because I finally accepted that I need to get an iron, because I just can't get a good...
Do you use steamers?
Yeah, and I just feel like with shirts, they're the only thing you just can't get the creases out of, like the collar.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to have a big, massive ironing board in our apartment. I just don't have the room for it. And about 6 months ago, I saw these in B&M, and I've been looking for it ever since. They sold out. A mini ironing board. I can just set it on my table and iron. Like, it's tiny. It's like, it's actually in my car because I haven't even taken it out yet. It's just this size. And my dad's like, that's going to be useless. You need a big thing. You'll not iron anything on that. And I was like, all I want to do is iron the collars of my shirts.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for me. And it doesn't take up any space. Currently, none at all, because it's still in my car. And to me, it just seems brilliant.
Do you have a travel iron?
No, a travel steamer.
So Liv has a travel iron, and it's like smaller than that. Like, it's tiny.
Really?
Yeah.
There's usually one in the hotel you go to, though. I've seen people.
Yeah, you always get an iron in the hotel, but like often they stain your clothes because they're so old.
And you ever see people making toast on them?
No.
People, yeah. Like, there's this guy I follow on TikTok, and he's like a travel guy for like traveling on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows you how you can make like meals in your hotel room and stuff.
Oh, I have seen this.
Yeah, like he makes
puts like beans into a cup and puts the straightener in.
Yeah,
to
like all
it
that
out.
Kind
yeah.
of stuff. Like it's mad.
That's kind
cooks
of disgusting.
A steak on the back of the cat on the back of the iron and stuff.
Yeah. Do you remember the story we were talking about on the weekend? So the latest TikTok trend apparently is cooking a steak in a toaster.
No.
And the fire brigade had to like.
No.
Like the London Fire Brigade had to be like, can you stop doing that, please?
People boil their eggs inside the kettle.
What is wrong with
Put
people?
Your egg in the kettle and switch it on. Your eggs will be boiled when the kettle
boils. But why would you? Why? Is it like a energy saving thing?
I don't know.
Dishes saving thing.
Well, the kettle's one of the biggest energy consumers in the house, as far as I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you boil a full kettle, like it uses a lot of energy.
Yeah.
True.
So what else have we got? Let's see. Air fryers in there. Obviously, air fryer is a game changer. An electric tin opener.
Packing cubes. Sorry, I'm scrolling through my photos to see if anything springs to mind. Packing cubes, right? We were packing for Venice, and I gave Scott this little cube, and I said, put your clothes in there, and he goes, what? You want me to put my clothes in that? He's like, what size did you use? There's no way you use that. And I was like, mine was smaller.
Yeah.
And I fit most of my clothes into it. And I was like, okay, set out everything you want to pack and let me put it in the packing cube. And he was like,
they're so deceiving.
They're so deceiving. You can fit so much in them and then you just close it up. Yeah. And I don't put any of my coats or anything in it, but I put like 3 pairs of trousers. He did 2 pairs of trousers, 2 pairs of jeans and a pair of shorts in case it was going to be warm. I was like, it's November, but okay. And then like 2 t-shirts, 2 shirts, maybe another top, like a jumper, not a thick jumper.
Mm-hmm.
All of that went into like the tiny little cube. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I've never seen packing cubes. What are they?
Mate, you
just
need
buy them
to
on
get
Amazon.
Them.
Wow.
They're so good.
And just for organizational purposes as well, like you open your case, I'm like, there's your stuff, there's my stuff.
So they're like little bags that you put inside a bag?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And then like they give you one, so I take one for like dirty laundry.
Same,
and I take one to keep all my underwear in it. I keep one for you buy a pack like on Amazon. Now, I didn't buy good enough ones. My zips aren't the strongest, but I definitely invest in better ones because I just think they're brilliant.
Packing cubes, that's handy.
Yeah, I mean,
can you like buy them anywhere? Like,
yeah,
not online.
I think they've got ours on Amazon, but you buy them like packs.
I just got mine on Amazon,
And just I'll probably not have time to get them before I go.
Amazon
Prime.
Order them now.
Is it here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have a look too.
Like, I bought like a 9-pack. Just great.
Well, like I'm packing tonight. This is the thing because I don't have time tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we need to leave at like 3 a.m. on Friday morning.
Well, you could do is pack your stuff and then like fold it into like little bundles and then you'll just need to stick them in.
They come
cubes.
With like, you know, like, mine come with like 2 straps that you can buckle across the top and that like compresses it and then you zip it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll have a look into them. Maybe I'll get some for tomorrow. Anything else to add? There was another one in there which I saw. Hang on. Because I've used one of these before. Where is it? Yes, those roller stamps that you put over your dress and parcels. You ever see it?
No.
So do you know whenever you get a parcel sent to your house?
Yeah.
I would love one of those.
Oh, they're so handy. Ashley bought me one because she hated me stealing her Sharpie and scribbling out our names and addresses before putting the boxes in the bin. So she bought me one.
Yeah.
It is a game changer. Basically, like a wee stamp. You roll it over your address and it says like private. It blocks it out. It's really cool.
Didn't know that they were a thing.
Yeah, the problem was I was just rolling it over everything. Like, so I ran out really quickly. It's like, you know, the barcodes and all, I was all over the top of it. Like, just. But they're very handy. That's all the ones for our Instagram. Anything else to add before we wrap up the episode
there's
for the day?
Probably so many more, but that's actually all I can think of.
Yeah, and if you do have any ideas, of course, let us know. You can pop into the Instagram DM, send us what your game changer was, what was the crap you bought online that ended up being really good. I can recommend bedsheet suspenders. Like, they've changed the game for me. They really have. So
spices things up the bedroom.
That's what I've
It does because the sheets don't get crumpled, you see. So they don't get in the way.
Spicy.
Right, how can somebody be listener of the week next week, Melissa?
There are many, many ways that you can be listener of the week. If you would like to head on over to Apple Podcasts, if you're listening to us there and you have a few seconds to leave us a 5-star review, we'd appreciate that so much.
We would love that.
That would be amazing. If you just want to send us a wee DM on Instagram and tell me what I would get at the Christmas markets, you can do that too. Or you can leave us 5 stars on Spotify too.
Are we going to go to the Christmas market?
Yes.
Yeah, we need to go together.
Yes, what I need to do is go and compare Frankfurt
to
Belfast.
He's going to the German markets. They're the best markets in the world.
Yeah.
I'll send you a photo of the one I'm going
My
to,
mom
actually.
Went. And okay. I was telling her Curtis was going and she was so
proper
so
Bavarian. I might buy Lederhosen.
What's that?
That's like the traditional German costume. Have you seen it?
German beer.
Yeah.
More suspenders.
Yeah.
Mm. Suspenders involved in that, yeah.
So Curtis' favourite kink.
A bit of a fetish, isn't it?
Right. And on that note, we'll maybe not be back next week, maybe the week after.
I'm here next week.
Are you here next week?
Yes, I'm going the week after.
Well, I need to talk to you about that because Cash for Kids have asked us to do something. So you can hear all about that in the next episode. But yes, thank you for listening. We're sorry it took us so long to do an episode, but we're back. And we'll maybe be back next week with another episode. Whatever you get up to, enjoy your weekend. And we will catch you next time.
Love you,
guys.
Bye.